This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 6th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures while Jerusalem remains comfortably cool. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a pleasant night outside. Here are today's headlines. First, sources in the Mossad reveal turmoil following Roman Goffman's decision to dismiss officials aiming to shift blame for an operations failure in Iran, according to Mariv, just in. Also, earlier this hour, a police dog named Ikra helped seize 1.6 kilograms of crystal meth in a vehicle in Be'er Sheva, with two arrests made, reports Walla. Also this hour, the Revolutionary Guards in Iran are reportedly working to derail an agreement with the United States, as claimed by Israel Hayom. Separately, earlier today, Iran-backed Houthis launched a deadly attack in Yemen, killing at least 45 soldiers, YNET reports. And finally, Abdul El-Sayed's narrow win in Michigan is seen by AIPAC as a signal to increase spending, according to Forward. From X, the latest. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago that explosions were heard on Keshem Island linked to operations against hostile targets near the Strait of Hormuz. Amichai Stein, a journalist, shared just now that a U.S. official stated the Strait of Hormuz remains an international waterway, with no tolls or charges imposed despite Iranian claims. Belaz News reports that Iranian forces targeted enemy targets in the Strait of Hormuz with explosions near Keshem Island, according to sources linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Now for more on those stories, starting with turmoil within Mossad. Mariv reports tensions escalated after Roman Goffman dismissed certain officials. The move allegedly aims to deflect blame for the failure of a covert operation in Iran. This internal conflict could impact Mossad's future operations and its broader strategic goals. Turning to the drug bust in Be'er Sheva, Walla details how police dog Ikra discovered a significant quantity of crystal meth, leading to two arrests. This successful operation highlights the ongoing fight against drug trafficking in the region. Meanwhile, the increasing tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Israel Hayom suggests the Revolutionary Guards are actively trying to sabotage a potential agreement. Should they succeed, this could further strain diplomatic relations and destabilize the region. In Yemen, the Houthis' recent attack, reported by YNET, marks the deadliest since 2022. This escalation threatens to unravel the fragile ceasefire, potentially plunging the region back into widespread conflict. Finally, AIPAC sees Abdul El-Sayed's victory as a prompt to amplify their efforts. Forward suggests this move could deepen divides within the Democratic Party, impacting future electoral strategies and alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, a Mariv investigation reveals a new AI bot, Meital the Price Crusher, which helps consumers compare prices and save money by reading supermarket receipts. Separately, Nova has achieved record quarterly revenue of over $250 million, driven by the booming demand for AI chips, as reported by CTech. This growth reflects the expanding tech industry in Israel. And finally, YNET Business reports that chess prodigy Naomi Bashkansky has left OpenAI to found a startup focused on mind-to-text communication, marking a new frontier in AI innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.